Hi, this is Dawn Sharon. This is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. So, let's just cut straight to the chase and not pussyfoot around. Things have been really, really screwed up around here. And, you know, it's one of those things where you're like, this is so screwed up. This really can't possibly be real. I must be delusional, right? And then you do things to check to see if it's a delusion. And it turns out that it actually really is as screwed up as you think it is. So what's going on is apparently the place I live at has hated me since the minute I moved in here and has had a wild vendetta against me since day one. Now, I may or may not have mentioned before the previous gang stalking and gaslighting and all this stuff that's been going on. I did actually kind of mention it because a lot of this came to light during the time that Christopher was still alive, when he came to me to tell me that, you know, everything that I thought was going on was actually really going on. And then shortly after that, he, you know, committed suicide. So I'm not sure if there was pressure from the park on him and he opted to kill himself, or if there's black magic, which is very likely, or actually what was going on. But so what's happened this time is you know, we're in the midst of COVID again, and there was an eviction moratorium, you know, of which many people fall under. And as I think I've mentioned over and over and over again, I have an extremely high electric bill continually for months on end, and nobody ever wanted to do anything about my electric bill. So somebody spoke up for me, and a cop actually listened to this person, and somebody was arrested for stealing my power for, you know, months on end. And the person admitted to it for months on end, and she's in prison now for years and years and years and years and lots of years. And that's part of where the weirdness of the delusion comes in, because it's like, who actually admits to doing all this stuff and gets as much time as she got and have it actually be real? Because we're talking about like a mortal amount of times, like hundreds of years. And I'm not checking anything, because whether it's real or not, the fact that my power has been being stolen is true. There's no doubt about that. Nobody gets a $300 electric bill when they are doing absolutely nothing but charging their phone, and it's just ridiculous. So anyway, so this person is supposedly in jail. Okay, and so the eviction moratorium, whatever, it fell apart because it wasn't extended. And sure than shit, the next morning, bam, right away, 5-day quit. And it's like, okay, I'll pay the lot fee. I don't have a problem with that, but I'm not paying for electric on which somebody's been arrested for, and you told the cop and everybody in what may or may not have been real, but either way, you told everybody that you were going to give me back the money for the stolen electric, and now you are refusing to do so because you are slandering me and telling everybody that I am a drug dealer, of which I am not. Because if I am a drug dealer, I am a very, very bad drug dealer, because I am poor, 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 poor. And most drug dealers have a car and wouldn't live in a shit-stained house like this, and wouldn't live in a freaking little Somalia trailer park like I do, and everything that would reek of drug dealer has nothing to do with me. So, and yet they have continued to slander me and slander me and slander me upside down, forward, and backward. So, I hired a lawyer. Now, from what I'm hearing, and, you know, again, I have clear audience and stuff like that, so And things have been really amplified. So there's this, again, the weird thing of, is this real? Is this a delusion? I really wish this was a delusion, because the reality of the fact that everybody wants me dead in this trailer park is worse than the fact that I might actually be fucking insane. Right? So anyway, I don't even know what to say. I had to hire a lawyer, and I'll see him on Wednesday, and I'm going public on everything because, first of all, I would really like for somebody to come to me and say, Dawn, you're fucking absolutely crazy. What are you talking about? And absolutely nobody's done that. So it really leads me to believe that this is true of everything that is going on, and that these people absolutely fucking want me dead. They despise me. They cannot stand me for no reason whatsoever, when all I've ever done was try to help people, bring them food, give them bicycles, help their kids, do homework with their kids, babysit their kids for free, be kind, clean up the park, and do all this stuff. And these people still just hate my guts. As much as they could ever hate anybody, they hate me, and they legitimately want me dead. I've heard them say that continually. It also turns out that my mail's been being stolen, so I have updated my address on the Dancing with Bipolar website to so all you guys have been sending me stuff, and I haven't been able to thank you for it. It's because somebody's been stealing it and actually stockpiling it, and maybe eventually someday I'll get it back once all the court shit is done and everything. But if you sent me something, thank you. I never received it. Sorry. So anyway, what was I getting at? Oh, the lawyer. So yeah, so I see a lawyer on Wednesday, and you know, I mean, the thing is, the power legitimately has been being stolen. And that, there's no lie to that. So I've gone to our local utilities, and I went federal to the federal utility regulation, blah, 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 whatever that is. And I wrote my congressman, and I wrote my senators, and, you know, kind of like laid it out like, okay, so COVID ended, and there's people in the park who owe at least $5,000 to $7,000 in back rent. I've been paying my rent all along. I just wasn't going to pay for electricity that was being stolen, which at the very least is still, you know, normally, right, not if you're not paying $30 a month electric, you know, which is outrageous. You know, so, I mean, I would be willing to pay, like, say, 4 months, you know, $200 for electric plus, you know, my lot fee, which I have been paying. So, you know, I would have been willing to pay him, like, $500, but, you know, no. They gave me a 5-day quit, and they wanted all the money demand up front, and not one other person in the park, no matter how much money they owed, was given a 5-day quit. So, you know, something there is reeking of, wow, I'm being targeted. They are breaching my civil rights, and I am being targeted. So, which is the reason why I got a lawyer. Now, in the back of all this, I'm hearing them say, only guilty people get lawyers. Only guilty people get lawyers. And then I'm hearing someone else say, no, people get lawyers to protect themselves from people like you. So whether or not this is real or not, again, it's like, right, it's all wishy-washy, but whether or not it's real or not, the fact is my power has been being stolen. So there is no lie about that. So in the meanwhile, while there's a whole bunch of crap going on, and, you know, I still don't have power, and, like, my food is all going bad because my refrigerator is running at, like, under 23%. I can't charge my phone. There's no air conditioning because, you know, we're not, there's just not enough power coming through the house. You know, the manager's threatening to kill me, the owner's threatening to kill me, and there's all kinds of crap going on. Apparently, and, you know, I really wish this wasn't true, but, you know, they've been stalking my Instagram, so they knew I had a crush on someone, and they used that against me, kind of, even though I kind of really ultimately knew that that was all shenanigans, and, you know, but they tried to use that against me so that I would, unfriend him, I guess is probably what they were hoping for, but, you know, the thing is, I now know how despised I am in this trailer park, and so, you know, now I can walk down the street and legitimately hold my head up high and just basically know that all these fucking people are nothing but a bunch of servants of Satan, basically, is what I think it's coming down to. They've all sold out for, a lot of them probably for drugs. You know, and the fact that they keep on continually saying, oh, and then there's this point. So I hear the manager say, well, I planted drugs in her trailer and she will never find them. And I'm like, oh, did you now? So what do you think I do? Well, I call the sheriff right up and tell him I want a dog to come through the house to find the drugs that are planted in my house. Now, seeing that I am probably the worst drug dealer ever, right? Seeing that I have no money and no car and I live in a shit-stained trailer in Little Somalia in Arizona. And then I call the cops to find my drugs, right? So that just reeks of drug dealer, right? Turns out my next door neighbor betrayed me too. All my neighbors betrayed me, except for maybe three of them. And somebody that I wasn't expecting, and I'm not even going to say actually stood up for me, and if it's real, I'm absolutely blown away by the fact that he didn't fold like everybody else. Totally blown away that he didn't fold like everybody else. But, you know, I guess in that instance, that's like where the goodness of humanity actually does shine through, and not everybody can be bought. And I'm kind of amazed by that, because he's related to the people that folded, and he didn't fold, and he stood up for me, and, you know, shit like that just kind of blew me away, because it's like, all these people want me dead, and you are, like, could be part of it, and maybe you were part of it, but maybe you saw through it, and I'm not asking any questions, because it makes me look fucking crazy if I go out there and say, so, did this really happen? And they look at me like I have 18 heads, and it's just kind of like, alright, we're just gonna let this go, and I'm just gonna play this shit out. The person that I think got arrested, I have not seen or heard from her in over a week, or her daughter, so either she went on a long vacation, she's in rehab, or it really did happen. The other person who I keep hearing getting charged and then keep on getting out, I'm thinking that his family has put up their whole life for him, and they're going to lose everything, because when I go see the lawyer, you know, regardless of whatever, there are hate crimes involved now, because they have been slandering me continually, saying that I am a drug dealer, which I'm not a drug dealer, because if I was a drug dealer, I wouldn't live here. I mean, there's just so many things that are like, wow, really? I'm a pathetic drug dealer, because, you know, even if I was a drug dealer, I would at least have a fucking gun, and every time I saw you come near, I would fucking shoot your, I'd blow your fucking brains out. Don't have that either. But there's some other weirdness going on of, and I know a lot of us struggle with this, so I'm just gonna kind of lay it out there, of, like, this God connection thing of, you know, of well, I don't think I'm God, okay? Like, let's just get that straight right here. I don't think I'm God. But a lot of us hear shit, right? And we're not sure, like, is this real? Is this God? Am I delusional? Am I being guided? Am I what? Am I what? Am I what? In this case, I kind of feel like, remember the TV show long ago back in the day called Joan of Arcadia? I kind of feel a lot like Joan right now, where, like, God is just kind of, like, leading me around and kind of telling me what to do and, like, giving me, like, some foreshadowing on stuff to get stuff done before stuff goes down, like getting a mailbox, right? Changing my address, getting a hold of Social Security, like doing all this preemptive stuff that they may or may not have already dicked around with. But either way, it's like I'm being led to like be proactive in these aspects, like getting the lawyer, okay, going to the bank, shutting down my accounts, getting fingerprints, doing and everything, so that if it comes down to it and somebody says they're me, unless they actually cut my fucking fingers off, which would be kind of obvious that, you know, if you cut my fingers off and then you have my fingerprints, it's a little obvious that there's some hokey pokey going on here, right? So it's kind of like the same thing about me, like being very proactive about letting people know that my life is in extreme danger, and if anything happens to me, not to name them, but these are the first person that you should probably go look at, because they have threatened to kill me, and I'm not going to name names, but if you have this guy doing your taxes, you might want to actually make an appointment like yesterday and get your shit checked out, because if the park is in bankruptcy and they're doing all this stuff to a disabled female veteran with an honorable discharge to try to cover shit up, how does the owner have a new roof on his house? Explain that one to me, because I know a new roof is not cheap no matter who puts it on there. And if the park is in bankruptcy and only made $200 all last year, how is he managing to do that? Go to Vegas, supposedly have another rental income, not property, like community in a very shishy part of Arizona. And how did he lose all this money, like, overnight, you know, when he was a multimillionaire, like, a couple years ago? So, like, shit's just not adding up. But the fact that the crazy disabled lady all of a sudden was like, how come I don't know what my usage is on my electric? Why don't we get meter readings? And all of a sudden, all hell is breaking loose. Yeah, I fell into something that, you know, I guess I was supposed to. And my main hope after all this is said and done is that, first of all, I make it through it. Which, you know, God is like, right? He's like, you're going to make it through it, Don. Jesus Christ. He just took his own son's name in vain. Anyway,
Right? He just took his own. That's funny. That's actually funny. But, you know, so that's what's going on. And that's why I've been kind of quiet. And I didn't even realize I hadn't done a show in so long. And, so during the possible arrest of this person who I haven't seen or heard from, I actually also heard that the show has 250,000 downloads on Apple. I mean, if that is true, like, dudes, fucking God, thank you. Thank you so much. Like, and I that could possibly be true. I mean, because I don't check Apple stats because I don't have an iPhone. So it's really hard for me to check anything on Apple. Even if that's only like partially right and it's like still like 25,000 downloads, that's still immense. But 250,000 downloads on Apple. Yeah. I'm blown away, fucking absolutely blown away by that. And I have to thank you guys for that. I'm not gonna say especially anybody because I mean that's across the board. That's crazy. That's crazy good shit. So thank you guys for that. What else? Rock Bottom Storytellers coming up on August 25th live on YouTube. On Rock Bottom Storytellers and also Jay Schiffman live on his Instagram and live on his LinkedIn, Jay Schiffman, who does Choose Your Struggle. I will be on, I can't think of the name of this podcast again, I can't remember it, on the 18th. I'll link it when it comes up anyway. I'll let you guys know. And other than that, life is just peachy keen, man. Not being able to leave the house, even though now it's like if anything happens, like the first people are going to go to. So it's kind of, I've kind of actually set myself up in an interesting way to be able to leave my house now without any fear of anything happening because they're going to go directly to the people who have threatened to kill me, right? So it's kind of like, you're never bulletproof. Don't ever think you're bulletproof. There's always, they were trying to poison me. So that was like my Achilles heel right there. Beside the fact that I think I told you guys all about this, the computer stuff where they had like the synced in account onto my account and all that and everything, they somehow found a way to bypass my phone calls onto a fake phone bank or something like that. So I ordered food the other day and they actually tried to poison me and they did a pretty good job. And they probably came really, really close to killing Peanut, but you know, because we're spiritual warriors were like very protected. We made it out of the house. They were also trying to gas us. And I know this sounds like totally like fucking cuckoo crazy. I should be in a mental hospital, right? And if it was true, right, I would be in a mental hospital because there's enough people around here looking to get me the fuck out of here. So if I was in any way, shape, or form not telling the truth, first of all, the lawyer would have been like, kick rocks. I don't care how much I want a retainer from you. I'm not going to know because, you know, and the thing is, I went from lawyer to lawyer to lawyer to lawyer to lawyer. And this guy had tried to pay off probably all the lawyers on the mountain. And I found the one honest lawyer who couldn't be bought and was more than happy to take my case. So I know that he is going to fight hard for me. And the other thing I was going to try to say is that, you know, it's not just about me. There's been an awful lot of people illegally evicted out of this park. And who knows if it was for electric, you know? I mean, they can make up whatever the hell they want to say about whatever because the way they keep records around here is just ultimately it's criminal. So I'm thinking, you know, when I got a hold of Mark Kelly, that, you know, I feel like there was protection put on me. And I also feel as if because there was New Source Electric came through the park today with like some kind of a weird underground dowser thing to like see where the electric was being pulled from. And all of a sudden, like I have my air conditioning back and things are a little bit better. And, you know, I still feel like I'm being watched. Of course I'm being watched, you know, I'm being watched by good and bad right now, but I'm being absolutely observed. So, if I was a drug dealer, my business would be really shot to shit right now because, you know, if I got feds watching me and, you know, sheriffs and bad guys and Satan worshipers and everybody watching me, my business, I'm out of business, right? So it's kind of like, the whole thing is so ridiculous, you know, and you all know that. If you're with somebody and they keep accusing you of cheating, you know for damn sure that they're cheating, right? So this guy keep accusing me of being a drug dealer, hello, you know, I mean, and anybody in the right mind would be like, are you dealing drugs? And oh no, well, she's a drug dealer and I know where the drugs are because I planted it in her house. And I just immediately call them up. I'm like, can you run canine through my house, please, so we can find this? So, you know, and even the cop was laughing and like, wow, I don't know any drug dealer that actually called to have a dog run through their house. And I'm like, and sign a waiver that if we destroy your house, that the dog alerts wrong, that you don't give a shit. And I'm like, dude, they've already destroyed my house so bad anyway, it doesn't freaking matter. I just want the drugs found so my cats and dog don't get into them. You know, of course, there's been no dog through here yet. There's also been no eviction served, and there's, you know, the shit is starting to calm down. So, anyway, and the show is like the Tiddlywink. Oh my God, I cannot remember the name of this podcast. I'm going to be honest. I'm on the 18th, though. So, oh my God, the fiddly. I can't remember the name of it. Oh my God, I'll put it on the website when I remember what it is. I cannot remember right now. My mind is shot. Anyway, I know it's been a minute since I dropped a show, and I just want to let you guys know that I'm still alive, and I'm still, yeah, I'm okay. And what I'm thinking of doing is, once this is settled, because I'm not going to run. You know, I'm not going to run. The time to run was like weeks ago when I was in super, super danger. Now this shit is coming out and, you know, like the bank knows and I've contacted everybody, Social Security and all these people, and had my address changed and, you know, got a mailbox and, you know, starting to tell people kind of what's going on. So like the more people know, the more protected I actually am. So I'm just told all y'all. So, I mean, what is that, like 250,000 downloads? So that's an awful lot of people I just told that I'm in danger at Running Bear RV Resort in Lakeside, Arizona. You know, it's crazy, guys. I'm just a disabled lady doing a podcast, and I got people wanting to murder me. It's like, it's ridiculous. It's actually really ridiculous, which makes me tend to think that maybe I'm not just a disabled lady doing a podcast, and that my mission to make things right is actually a lot huger than I actually really realize it is. And my not dying from my suicide is actually a lot bigger than I actually ever thought it was. And Christopher visiting me and angels and all that stuff is maybe really real, you know, and maybe there's something to that, you know. And I'm going to do a show about that sometime when, there's less going on about this connection between those of us with these mental health issues and our connections with God and spirit and otherworldly stuff. But I just want to let you all know I'm good, and I'm as good as I can be, you know, with rotten food in my refrigerator, and because I don't have it's crazy, guys. Oh my goodness. But I feel like, in a way, all the power that you guys give me for the good really elevated me through this. So, you know, I love you, and you're all my posse, and everybody gets to ride. Even if you just got a pony, everybody gets to ride. So, thank you. Thank you, guys. So this is Dawn Shereen. This is my podcast, Intimate Bipolar, and hey, let's all stay alive. Okay. Later.